mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. We're here, my friends. It is Monday, the 13th day of September 2004, the third anniversary of the September 11th tragedy has come and went, and here we are. We have Glenn Spencer to talk about 3 million illegals coming across the border, Time Magazine article, and there's not even Border Patrol to man the Border Patrol checkpoints. We'll also get into mainstream news articles, even in the U.S. now, saying, is Putin behind the terror? Well, Putin was caught blowing up his own buildings and has been involved in other terror attacks. And, oh, it turns out that Russian intelligence officers are intimately involved with the so-called Chechens. The Chechen leadership says, why would we do this and bring down your wrath upon us? Same thing the Arabs have said. Why would we carry out terror attacks? You can come invade us. You think we're stupid? Again, it's all just common sense, but now it's in all these mainstream news articles. Here's one out of the Scotland on Sunday. Man with iron fist tightens his grip on Russia. Total martial law. Another article here out of the Telegraph. Ex-policeman mastermind in terror attack on school. Here's one out of the Miami Herald. Russia's worst enemy may be its own police. Long rampant with bribery and corruption, Russia's police and military are suspected of opening the door to terror attacks in the name of profit. Oh, really? They are suspected, Miami Herald? Now, this is the Miami Herald carrying an Associated Press article, I should add. Here's another one. Russian attacks prompt new policy fears. They're merging their security apparatus with Germany. They're merging openly with NATO. Thomas Barnett of the Pentagon's new map, one of their Army War College, Naval War College gurus, says they're going to be our new allies as we merge with them, and chastising the Pentagon for still thinking Russia isn't our friend and that China isn't our friend now. So I do want to spend some time on this. It's very, very important. And again, Schroeder and Putin declare joint fight against terrorism. Russia announces they're going to have their own color-coded system, just like ours, a global color-coded system. A bunch of articles about how they're about to take down and take over the Internet. It's very serious. They're openly announcing it in Forbes. And we saw this coming a long time ago. The Internet's freedom is about to end if they have their way. Very, very serious. We better get out ahead of this now. Well, they're going to take the net. Man, they're taking independent talk radio stations over. They're shutting down Access TV. They're coming after the Internet because we're hurting them. Too bad, my friends. Oh, also, when you're done listening to this broadcast today, the Stanley Hilton interview that I did last week, Bob Dole's former chief of staff, who says he has the evidence that the globalists carried out 9/11, new developments, that's posted on prisonplanet.com and prisonplanet.tv. I'm begging listeners that have done this in the past, go get that and make a transcript as soon as possible. We've got to get this out to people in text form as soon as possible. It can spread hundreds of times faster by the written word than by the spoken. And so that's very, very, very important. That's a request there to the listeners. You're great folks. Please do it for us. You know who you are. I want to thank you in advance. Now, that's just some of the news that's coming out. There is just so much. But we'll get into this Putin thing and this Internet thing and then first, when we get back, and then your phone calls at 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. And again, the websites are Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and PrisonPlanet.tv. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We'll be back after these quick messages and launch straight into all the vital news and information. And then, of course, your calls. It's good to be back. A whole nother broadcast week laid out before us. We'll be right back.
Do two nuclear powers rattle sabers over a disputed area. Peace in the Middle East derailed again as another wave of suicide bombers destabilized the region. Here at home and abroad, our own war against terror continues. Important news. The news you need is sketchy at best when it comes to the mainstream press. With Grundig's Yachtboy 400 PE Worldband Shortwave Radio, world news, news that affects you, will be at your fingertips. The Yachtboy 400 PE is rated as the number one portable shortwave radio in the industry. And for no small reason, when you consider ease of operation and features like over 40 station presets, both upper and lower sidebands, as well as ship-to-shore, weather, and aviation bands. The Grundig Yachtboy 400 PE is fully digital, comes with its own carrying case, external antenna, and a headset for private listening. Normally retailing for $249, the Grundig Yachtboy 400 PE is now available from Cliffscott Enterprises for only $149.95. Call toll-free 1-800-569-4340. That's 1-800-569-4340, or visit cliffscott.com. Tune in the world and stay in touch with Grundig Shortwave Radios and Cliffscott Enterprises.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black murky elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw stagnant pond water, into delicious crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black murky elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to black murky purification elements. Get a 2-pack for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Yes, my friends, it is Monday, the 13th day of September 2004. Glenn Spencer, American Patrol, will be joining us to talk about the border situation and give us an update on that also legislatively. We'll be taking your calls throughout the broadcast today, but let's dive right into some of the most important news. The globalists have said they're going to control the internet by taxing it at a very high rate to send email or to surf. They're going to have personal ID numbers to track what you do. They've also said that they're going to, quote, be all these hacker attacks that bring it down, so they're going to have to regulate it and control it. And now private companies have gotten together with the federal government behind them, and they say openly, the internet is going to die. It's going to happen. You're all going to lose your websites. And you're going to have to come to Internet 2 and be specially certified with us and be under a corporation's control, and they'll decide if you're allowed to be on the internet. They've been saying this now for about 6 months, and they say now not just the hackers or the taxation, that any minute all the third world's going to come online. And why, we can't add server space or more fiber optic, which they've already done to handle 50 times what's on there now. They're denying the evidence and the facts. They just say this will cause it all to crash. But don't worry, Internet 2 is here, and if you're lucky, you'll be allowed to have a website. And all the websites you own, everything you've got, they're just going to make all that worthless overnight. How dare them? Let us develop the net, let us build it, and then they're just going to steal it. This is out of Forbes magazine, September 13th, 2004. Headline, Internet 2 would act as security buffer for the World Wide Web. Remember those end-of-the-world signs? Well, Intel Corp., NASDAQ INTC, says it may be nearer than we think, except the sign says end of the World Wide Web. It's a vision apparently shared by Cisco. Well, yeah, because they want to own and control it. NASDAQ CSCO, Hewlett-Packard, HPQ, and AT&T Corp., all of whom are working feverishly, again, because they're going to make you pay just like a phone call to use it, either together or apart, to save the World Wide Web. Oh, they want to save it, which Intel and others see as becoming so overloaded it will eventually break. At Intel Technical Conference, CTO Patrick Gelsinger said the Internet will begin to collapse as millions of new computer users from developing nations begin to sign on. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, we went from just a few thousand using it in 1990 to tens of millions to hundreds of millions to billions, but suddenly it's going to collapse, folks. We're running up on new architectural limitations, he said. It continues. He said the solution is to build a new network over the current Internet that would monitor and direct traffic and better fight security threats or traffic surges. It's Planet Lab, some 429 computer nodes in 181 sites around the world, is supported by 150 universities and corporate research labs, including Princeton, Cambridge, Hewlett-Packard, and AT&T. And they need to shift everything over to that so they can control it. And again, they've already said to be on this network, they'll decide if you can be part of the four companies and decide if you get to have a website anymore. And the UN says that they own domain names, and they'll decide if you can have a domain name. However, Cisco controls most of the routers and switches comprising the current web, and it may have other ideas. So it's simple. The hijacking of the web, folks. And there's other articles here today on this. Internet 2, my friends. Internet 2. Just, there's no end to these people. There's no end to what they'll pull. And it is such a tragedy. So if I had time, I would go write an addendum article to this and add all the hyperlinks to their own corporate documents showing what their real plan is. The question is, do I have time to do that with 100 other things I'm doing? How about you go do the research or follow up on the leads I just mentioned? I know we got computer folks 10 times smarter than I am. And why don't you write a report for us and email it to the webmaster at prisonplanet.com. There's a link right there, and we'll post it. Oh, but no, I guess we'll just buy the propaganda of Forbes magazine. They're going to save us taking it over. But you go research Internet 2, and it is a corporate, totally private backbone that they say is going to run and control our backbone and decide what we can do and what we can say. Isn't that just precious? These people are so out of control. Well, I said they got a tiger by the tail and it's not going to work for them. What do you think? 1-800-259-9231. And we'll start going to your calls coming up in the next segment. Jumping in to Vladimir Putin, you know, a good place to start is this Associated Press report today. Atta's father still insists his son is alive. Mohammed Atta's father no longer practices law, but when it comes to his son, he can still put up a spirited defense. They are loud, long arguments that allow few interruptions and carefully evade the key questions. Oh, sure. Was his son really the lead hijacker on September 11th? Attacks? How does he live with the knowledge? Does he still think his son is alive? The answer is given by this snowy-haired 68-year-old Egyptian in his apartment near the pyramids tends to echo the anguish, defiance, and inherent contradictions that have typified many Arab responses in the 3 years since planes crashed into the World Trade Center. First, the denial. The attacks weren't the work of Muslim fanatics. Look to Mossad, Israeli intelligence, his father says. Next, the rationalization. No nation has done as much evil in the world as America did, and you do not expect God to punish it. And the defiance. The Palestinian flies a plane and strikes the White House and kills Bush and his wife and daughters. He will go to heaven. So why any Muslim who defends his faith? There are Arab commentators that have argued and urged their publics to look inward for answers rather than put the blame on America, and it goes on and on. The BBC reports that at least seven of the 19 hijackers are still alive. Evidence shows nine. Stanley Hilton's got the government documents and the depositions. They were all CIA/FBI. They thought they were part of a training mission when those aircraft were taken control of by remote control. We have all the documents and the evidence, folks. The drills being run that morning. But there's that article. Of course, you can believe the government. Magically, a passport to two different crash sites fell from the sky unscathed. And then it turned out that the people were still alive, and now the FBI says, oops, we never really found that passport, even though you put it on the news within hours and scanned it in for everybody to look at it. So you've never addressed that. Well, here's another one. This is the Moscow Times. Russian suicide hijacker is alive. Passport found at crash site was forged. Yes, the investigation into recent spat of terrorism attacks took a confusing twist Thursday when the interior minister in Chechnya announced that the suspected suicide bomber of the Tu-134 airplane was alive and well, and that her passport found at the crash site was forged. Ah! A Chechen interior minister spokesman told Radodarskoye Gazette that Ahmet Nagaev, the main suspect in the August 24th bombing of the Moscow Volgograd flight, was alive and selling toys in the Rostov region. The revelation casts a strange and ominous light on the investigations into recent terrorist attacks, which include a Tu-154 exploded almost simultaneously with the bombing of a Tu-134 and the suicide attack near the metro station a week later. The passport found on the Tu-134 crash site was a well-made forgery, but its serial number had not yet been issued, the paper reported, the spokesman as saying. Authorities are now trying to determine who the woman suspected of blowing up the plane actually was, and where the passport found at the crash site was issued mistakenly or stolen, the paper reported, even though it hadn't been issued. And now they claim they found another passport at the Pennsylvania site. Just magically, it just, come on, people. Now, again, they claim they found one at the towers, unscathed, that went through the fireball, through the building, out of the building, was found by police. And then they admit, okay, we never really found it. That was a mistake, but you issued it and showed pictures of it. I mean, come on, people. It's like the magic bullet that went through two bodies and metal and seats and everything and then fell out on the stretcher and wasn't even damaged. You shoot a bullet into water, it bends up. But again, magic bullets pulled out with pliers, laid on stretchers, aren't damaged. Just come on, people. Just please. What do they expect us to buy? Why is it so ridiculous? It just gets dumber and dumber and dumber. But people buy it. Oh, my goodness. Here's another one out of the Scotsman. Man with iron fist tightens his grip on Russia. For many Russians, it was a week of funerals, mourning, and horrified disbelief. The reaction of Vladimir Putin to the deaths, however, has been rather different. To go on the offensive. And it talks about the police state they're setting up. Here's another one. Ex-policeman masterminded Beslan Terror, and it says that he was a Russian KGB guy, FSB guy, but he disappeared and now supposedly works with the Chechens, and these Russian special forces guys keep popping up at the scenes. But they must be working with the Arabs, yes. Yes, they're. And if they capture him or local police capture him, they'll release him like they had before and say, oh, well, they're inside as part of a sting. Yes. Yes, I'm sure if there were real Arab terrorists, they'd be working with the FSB Russians. Sure they would. A police sergeant from Ingusetia, who disappeared 6 years ago, is accused of being among the ringleaders of the siege. Officials of the Republic's Interior Minister believe that Ali Pazayev, who worked for the External Security Division protecting government offices and officials, has turned into a ruthless killer since he was caught up in a kidnapping involving Chechens in 1998. His family believes that he is dead. The Interior Minister claims that he joined the Chechen rebel movement and has taken part in several operations against Russian forces under the code name Magus. Officials now suspect that he was one of the four commanders who masterminded the attack on the school, number one in Beslan, in which more than 330 people died, more than half of them children. It's horrible. Oh, here's one out of the Miami Herald, AP. Russia's worst enemy may be its own police. Long rampant with bribery and corruption, Russian police and military are suspected of opening the door to terror attacks in the name of profit. Well, they stand to gain. They'd never do that. The Russians are good, just like our government. We need to work with them and give up our freedoms to them. We'll be right back.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high resolution, full color maps and full color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard to find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Jack Brownrigg for Midas Resources. Last summer, we did some two-year comparisons between the equity markets and gold. Let's update. January of 2002 to January of 2004, the Dow was up a whopping 2.2%. The NASDAQ in that same time frame is flat. 2 years ago, the U.S. dollar was worth 17% more than the euro. Today, the U.S. dollar is worth 28% less than the euro. Guess which one has gold backing? January of 2002, gold spot was 283. January of 2004, it's well over $400 at a 13-year high, up near 40%. Gold is moving, equities are treading water, to say little of the billions lost in market scandals. Put your money in a safe haven, physical possession, private gold. Remember, gold cannot go bankrupt. Call Midas Resources today, 800-686-2237. Protect yourself, protect your loved ones. Call 800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Has anyone told you how the Patriot Acts number 1 and 2 is the groundwork to eliminate all of our freedoms guaranteed to us by the Bill of Rights? Have you been told that they infringe upon the 1st, 2nd, 4th, 5th, and 14th Amendment? This is minimum infringement. There may be more. Is your guaranteed right to freedom of speech, assembly, religion, privacy, and to own a gun important to you? We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Our operators are standing by to take your order.
So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol. Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
I got a star. 1-800-259-9231. You want to talk about how the Pentagon and NATO and the Germans say Russia and China are our allies, we're going to work with them on the war on terror, and then globally a huge police state's being set up to oppress the people while the borders are being dismantled? And I watched the Pentagon's own little press briefings. Oh, we're merging with Russia and China. They're our allies in this new 100-year war against terror. Yes, yes. And then you get to the Miami Herald, and it says, again, the Miami Herald carrying an AP article, Russia's worst enemy may be its own police. Long rampant with bribery and corruption, Russia's police and military are suspected of opening the door to terror attacks in the name of profit. The heavily armed militants behind the deadly school raid in southern Russia passed through a region dotted by checkpoints, which we're now going to have, whose chief purpose is to keep violence from spreading outside the breakaway Chechenian region. How did they manage? To many people here, suspicion falls on police corruption that is crippling Russia's attempts to fight terrorists. The school Hosh is taking in Beslan and other recent terror attacks illustrate particularly how the police and military provides an opening to terrorists. The military supplies weapons to the same enemy it seeks to vanquish, and they go into evidence of that. For Russians long accustomed to bribing police officers, police housing managers, and even school directors, the corruption allegations aren't surprising. Yet outrage over the school attack, which left more than 330 dead, has been fueling suggestions that bribery played a role. First, the 30 attackers got through a region dotted with checkpoints without any apparent problem. Citing police sources, the Rusky Kur newspaper reported Thursday that two of the attackers identified as Nur Pashi Kulavev and Marbek Saibek Angvav have been arrested and twice before but freed after what the paper said was a substantial payoff to police. And then it just goes on for page after page with police connections to the police, even though they've assaulted police and others. Folks, it's not because they're paying people off. It's because, well, again, these individuals supposedly all escaped now. Always conveniently. It's like just a few months ago when there were bombings in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. And it came out then in Saudi Arabia that the Saudis had al-Qaeda cornered when they had all those hostages, and then the CIA called and said, release them. It's the same MO, the same story over and over and over again. We're going to go here in a second to Will in Kentucky, but not yet. Will called me this weekend. Will is there in Lyon County, Kentucky. And Kelly Rushing, remember that whole case? He made it into some newspapers. Was a listener of mine, no criminal record, upstanding member of the community. I talked to a lot of the locals. He gave a state police officer a copy of a Ron Paul speech, the neocon speech of last year. Gave the neocon speech. And he gave him a copy of Road to Tyranny, and the police came and arrested him and said, you're not allowed to give those out. Those are terrorists. Criticizing the government's illegal. And the judge publicly said it was illegal. And they went ahead and had a jury trial and tried to convict him, put him in jail for 2 years. The jury said, are you crazy? No way. So then they started getting pulled over and harassed after that. And then there was Kelly Rushing saying, I don't want to sue him. I just want to be nice. You know, even told the cop, I'm sorry all this trouble came of this. I mean, just too nice, folks. Well, then his friend, Will, who helped him out, was riding his horse. It's out in the country. And the cops pulled him over and said, you're drunk, took him to jail, wouldn't let him have the plea of not guilty, and the judge wouldn't allow any basic trial and just said, no jury, said, you're guilty. And, folks, if you don't believe this, I already checked out the first story. It was even in local newspapers. They really said giving videos out of Ron Paul and Alex Jones is illegal and tried to convict Kelly of this. And now his friend, who's a truck driver, has lost his license. No trial allowed for riding a horse. They claim he was drunk. Will, good to have you on. Did I miss anything or misrepresent anything?
Mr. Jones, appreciate you taking my call. And you hit it right on the button. You did better than I could. And that's what I'm facing right now. She would not accept my not guilty plea. She imposed a guilty plea, and that was it. I say she, the judge.
And you said, hello? I want a jury trial, and what did her lordship say?
Well, she wouldn't accept it. I said that four different times. You know, I've been in there five times. The number four tape is missing, just conveniently disappeared, been erased.
And they just said, we put the pleas in, and you're guilty.
Yes, sir. That's exactly how it went. But the tape where she did that has been erased.
This is all part of the new freedom, sir.
Yeah.
And now you've lost your livelihood for 6 months.
Yes, sir. I'm a truck driver, and I can't drive now till February of 05.
Stay there. We'll come back and briefly talk about your story and what things are like there in the Soviet Republic of Kentucky.
We're on the march,
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch, for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Hi folks, this is Michael Trudeau. Jerry Guidetti from the ARC Institute just called to tell me their new 100% non-hybrid family seed packages are ready right now. You've heard me rave about the great gardens I've grown from the ARC Institute's heirloom seeds. Tomatoes with real old-time tomato taste, big sweet onions, bright red and green lettuces, sweet corn, peppers, melons, cukes, beans, peas, pumpkins, popcorn, and so much more. 50 generous seed packets in all for the best tasting, healthiest garden ever. And there's no need to buy vegetable seeds ever again. These non-hybrid seeds can be saved from your own fruits and veggies year after year for family food security. These days, that's just plain smart. Friends, don't wait. The ARC Institute runs out of these rare seeds every year. Call them today at 800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912. Don't forget to visit arcinstitute.com and read Jerry's food supply updates. It's powerful stuff.
We're going to get into all the global news, situation in Russia, the police state here domestically, what's happening with the borders, so much. Glenn Spencer's coming up in the next hour from American Patrol. But for those who just joined us, Will in Kentucky again helped Kelly Rushing, who gave a Ron Paul video, one of my videos, kindly to a state police officer. They had him arrested. The judge said in the newspaper, you're not allowed to do this. It's like the guy in Alabama who put the sign up in his yard saying, our judicial system's a joke. And the judge said in the newspaper, that's not allowed to be disrespectful. And he wasn't even in the guy's court and had him arrested. Later got in a lot of trouble, but not in Kentucky. Will helped him, and then days after the jury found Kelly Rushing not guilty, they tried to convict him of giving somebody a videotape. He was riding his horse and they out in the country, and they pulled over and said, you're drunk. And they said, you're not allowed to issue a not guilty plea. And said, and you're guilty, we convict you. No jury. And now he's lost his driver's license for 6 months, and it's going to ruin him, basically. Because he can't drive his truck. He's a truck driver. Will, anything else you wanted to cover?
Well, sir, I'd like to clarify my name. It's Willie. Willie Jenkins.
Sure, yeah.
The reason being is I just don't want, you know, anybody that is hearing this that knows me, you know, I don't want, you know, I want them to know who I am.
Yeah, Will's the abbreviation of Willie, isn't it not?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You told the call's answer you were Will, so I just...
Oh, did I? I thought I said Willie.
And I talked to you this weekend, you said this is Will, so...
Okay. I got motions here, amendments, motions, just everything's been denied. We went in front of the judge the second time with a good case to get it overturned. She just flat denied it. No penalty was read. Nothing was read to me. She just called me up, came out of the break room, called me up, and says,
She said, you're guilty. That's your plea, and I say you're guilty.
Yes.
Uh-huh. So that's kind of how they do justice in communist China.
I said not guilty, though. But she wouldn't accept it.
And then you ask for the tape, and they say that's been erased.
Yes, sir, it's been erased. And now, I have
no leg. Sir, you need to get involved with some human rights or civil liberties groups. And this is a case that really should be picked up and carried, because we see more and more of this. They call it judicial tyranny.
Yeah.
For those that don't know, they're not allowed to tell you what your plea is, and they're not allowed to not let you have a jury trial, and then they're not allowed to just summarily say, I say you're convicted. These judges are not God.
Well, I know that, but I don't know if they know that.
And was this in Lyon, Kentucky, too?
No, Caldwell, just the next county over.
Okay. And so the Kelly Rushing stuff happened in Lyon County?
Yes, sir.
And this happened in what county again?
Caldwell.
And you say that you were in there four separate times.
Yeah, I've been in there, yeah. Four different times, made four different pleas, and every one of them was not guilty.
And then...
But the tape for what the tape that she did what she did just conveniently got erased.
So what was the process? You say you were in there four different times. You'd come in and say not guilty, and she would then say, all right, meet back here again next week, or what?
Yes, yes, sir. I had four different trial dates, four different jury trial dates. Mm-hmm.
And then at the end, she just said, no jury trial, you're guilty, and that's it.
She didn't say no jury trial, but she did say you're guilty, that's it.
Well, you told me this weekend you requested a jury trial, and she said no.
I did, but, by her...
Okay, well, I'm a little confused here,
okay.
Willie. You told me this weekend that you requested a jury trial, and she said no jury trial.
Okay, well, not in that instant. I was not allowed to talk. I did not say it exactly the way... I asked four times for a jury trial. At the day of the plea, I went in there and I said not guilty. She would not accept it. But at that particular day, was still the same with jury. Pleaded not guilty.
Okay, so what was the process on the fourth trip down there? What did you say? What did she say? What happened?
Oh, she didn't say anything. She walked into the room from their break. She sat down. She called Mr. Jenkins up. I walked up. She said, how do you plead to the DUI on the horse? And I said, not guilty. She says, Mr. Katermas, you need to take your client to the side. We can't accept that. I says, no, ma'am. You don't need to take me to the side. I know what you want to hear. You want to hear a guilty plea. And boom, that was it. And that's exactly, God is my witness, what took place.
Boom. That was a sound that went boom.
Well, no, I mean, she said, okay, accepted. Guilty plea accepted. That's what was said.
So she played a little trick on you.
She took it out of context, yeah.
But you're allowed to clarify or even change your plea. No, you say not guilty.
I tried to change, and she wouldn't let me.
Boy, that just sounds like classical judicial tyranny to me.
They were telling me to calm down. She'll get you for contempt of court and lock you up.
What's the judge's name, Willie?
Jill Clark, Miss Jill Clark.
And what type of judge is she?
I don't know. She does criminal cases.
No, I mean, what was the name of the court?
Oh, District Court. Caldwell County District Court.
Well, you need to appeal it, sir. You can't appeal it.
Well, we're working on it. I went seeing a lawyer this morning. We're working on it, but he don't know. He said it's an uphill battle from this point.
He's not cousins with her, is he?
It's funny you ask. Every one of these people know each other from the first names.
Yeah, no,
never
that's
been
the,
a West Kentucky.
Sir, you need to get a lawyer from at least five counties over.
Yeah, okay, I'll work on it.
I don't know if you'll take that advice, but...
Yeah, well, I only got till the 16th. This happened, it took a week to get it back in court to the amendment. When she denied this, I lost a week. And then I asked for the paperwork from the circuit clerk. It took them a week to get that to me. So I'm slowly running out of time.
Okay, well, thanks for the call, Will.
Thank you for listening.
You bet, my friend. If I sound irritated, it's not with you. It's just that... We see this all the time. This is the new America, the new freedom. Roger in California. Roger, go ahead.
Hi.
Hello.
Yeah, I got a comment. I'm pretty nervous about this. Sorry. This is about that magic bullet thing you were talking about a little while ago. I know you're familiar with William Cooper.
Yes.
Okay. Well, he was killed by the Apache County Sheriff's Office.
Yes, he was.
And I believe it was because they were looking for a tape that he put together that shows the limousine driver turning in the seat. And
it does look suspicious. It is on the tape. The Secret Service turning around, the agent, the hand flashes out with something silver in it, and Kennedy's head explodes.
Yeah, right in the same exact frame of the film. You know, that's
my whole point about the magic bullet was now we have three passports. First it was one, then two, then three, falling out of the airplanes, out of burning buildings, unscathed. And in one case, that was a mistake. We never found that passport, but they showed it on the news, and you know, it's ridiculous. Now the Russians say they found a passport of the bombers, but it turns out that wasn't true with those airline explosions a few weeks ago. And then on top of it, I use the analogy of the magic bullet hitting two different bones and two different people going through the seat of the car, and it just has a slight deformity on the side of the bullet. You get more deformity just firing a bullet into water. It's impossible, folks. If a bullet hits one bone, even if it's Full Metal Jacket, it mushrooms. And this is just ridiculous. It defies common sense and reality.
That's
and it
right.
Fell out on Kennedy's stretcher.
What I'd like to point out is that I believe that back in 1963, they didn't have color TVs. Probably didn't have color film. The original film.
No, they did have color film.
Okay, well that...
Red color film by the 30s.
Oh,
it wasn't
okay.
Widely used till the 50s.
Well, this was a home movie projector film thing that Zapruder...
Zapruder was color.
Oh, it was?
Mm-hmm.
Boy, that's odd because it's been in black and white for so long.
Well, there's other black and white films that were shot, too.
Okay, well that Zapruder film was colorized...
Saw was Zapruder on television when it was later aired on TV. The television was still black and white. Zapruder film wasn't released for many years.
Hmm. Well, it's when you look at the colorized version of that's mm-hmm. been enhanced, you can see a part of the car that you can't see in any other film.
Well, also parts of the Zapruder film were cut out.
Yeah, well, it looks pretty complete what I've seen now, and there's something that you could describe as a targa band, or it's like a roll bar type thing that's over the back of the front seat,
mm-hmm.
and that doesn't really have anything to do with the story, other than the fact that the film is so clear that you can see that thing, see it clearly, whereas you couldn't even tell it was there before. So you can really see this thing happen, and now that the way I look at it is technology's catching up. You know, we've got DVD now, where you can zoom in on a driver or whatever you want to zoom in on. You know, you can go back and forth in the freeze frames, and it, you know, folks, if you wanna look at it for yourself, it's probably on the JFK DVD that you can go buy or rent.
No, that's true. Thanks for the call, Roger. Let's go ahead and talk to Richard in Florida. Richard, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex.
Yes.
Along the lines you were saying about how long we're going to have the internet, you know, the Club of Rome annual meeting this year is going to, I'm going to put it in Orwellian terms, is ignorance is strength. They are basically, the whole idea is how do they push globalist agenda, you know, such as environmentalism.
Yeah, for those that don't know, why don't you tell folks what the Club of Rome is?
Is an international think tank dedicated to globalism. It's composed of scientists and heads of state all over the world.
Yeah, to boil this down for people, it's like you have a board of directors of the New World Order with several hundred top people. They then bring in top experts in other areas, and they set up subcommittees, like the Treasury Department, the Oversight Department, the Operations Department. And the Club of Rome meets and openly pushes world government and has royalty in the heads of banking and media and the rest of it in there, and they push kind of environmental world taxes and regulation. The Trilateral Commission pushes global government through trade deals in the free trade area of the Americas and the EU. And then the Trilateral Commission also then oversees the CFR, which has 2,300 members and is a kind of like a House of Representatives, a wider management body. And this is how they operate and run the planet.
Yeah, their annual conference deals with how do we push these agendas, and at the same time they're very very concerned about probably they don't say the net, but there's an overabundance of information. So they
want... say they say that. What have you looked at one of their press releases?
No, it's in their website, clubofrome.org. The conference is called Limits to Ignorance, but of course that's doublespeak.
So they say there's all these dangerous disinfo people. Well, the UN has called for it, our own government's called for it, other organizations, Southern Poverty Law Center, for regulating the web because it's so darn hateful. But the point is they don't want to just regulate the Nazis. They want to regulate everybody else.
Yeah, they want to keep the flow of information, but more controlled for their propaganda and figure out ways to limit everybody else. I'm paraphrasing.
So you were reading their website and they were talking about that.
Yeah, it's in their annual conference. It's going to be in Helsinki in October the 10th and 11th.
Very interesting. Anything else?
That's about it for now, Alex.
I appreciate the call. Yeah, they're moving the globalist star to shut down information across the board. And what Richard was mentioning was an article that came out of Forbes magazine, the issue that came out today. Internet, too, would act as security buffer for World Wide Web. Remember those end-of-the-world signs? Well, Intel Corp. says it may be nearer than we think. Expect the sign to say end of the World Wide Web. And they say that they need to take it over to save it and regulate it and control it. And in the Internet, too, they'll decide if you can be on the Internet. And it's all in the article, but it's to save it, you see. It's always to take real good care of you. Let's go to Scott now in Texas. Scott, you're on the air. Welcome. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how's it going?
Good.
I met you in person at the Alamo Drafthouse Theater, I guess about a year ago, at one of the viewings of 9/11, The Road to Tyranny.
Yes.
And I wanted to pass along. I spoke to you briefly, and we talked about the Homeland Security test I took. This is about 2 years ago. I took a test to actually be a part of the INS. And on the test, it had less to do with apprehending illegals and more to do with whether or not you would go against your own moral personal beliefs to carry out orders.
Well, I've got the documents from the Travis County Sheriff's Department. It says you're not part of a right-wing group. You're not obsessed with the Constitution. Will you follow orders? Will you fire on American citizens? Tell folks about that.
Yeah, it was really... like I said, it had less to do with, doing the job of what you're supposed to do, which was basically protecting our sovereignty, protecting our borders, and more to do with, just carrying out the orders of the government. It was just very vague on, basically what the INS was supposed to be doing, and more to do with, it even talked about gun confiscation on there. It was really...
Tell us about that. What did it say about gun confiscation?
It's been a while since I took the test, so I don't really quite remember in verbatim how it was all worded, but it had to do more with, whether or not you would carry out orders to confiscate weapons or basically just carrying out orders against your own personal beliefs.
It just said, will you confiscate guns in order to do so, even if it's against your own beliefs?
Right, right.
That's the same thing they give the military.
Yeah, it was really a surprise, like I say, it's been a while, so I don't really quite remember everything.
Well, after the globalists are done nuking a city or releasing smallpox, just ask yourself later, what does gun confiscation have to do with keeping us safe and security? It doesn't. But they're going to say, man, things really changed. You know, we told you you had to give your rights up after 9/11, but you fought against it, and now it's your fault that Al CIA to hit us. But now things are changing. National draft, tattletale squads, monthly home inspections, no gun ownership, unless you're part of the domestic defense brigades. And then people will still want to own their guns, so they'll go join up with the feds. And it's just a horrible system now coming into view. A very real chance of a full-born New World Order.
Exactly.
Anything else, Scott?
That's about it, man. Just want to pass that along.
Yeah, I hope listeners realize that. I mean, that's confirmed. That's going on everywhere.
Yeah, I noticed you have Glenn Spencer on today.
Yes.
Yeah, he's one of my favorite guests that y'all put on there. He has a lot of good things to say, and he's one of the few people that are really, you know, standing up for us, you know.
All right, thank you. We'll be right back with more news and calls on Glenn Spencer. You know, this happened a few weeks ago, but I want to talk about this 500-pound woman who had grown into her couch, because it's an illustration of what America's turned into, kind of an analogy.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 post-filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
American Dictators is now out. It's 90 minutes long. It's 1995. The sub-headline under American Dictators is documenting the staged election of 2004. How they're both skull and bones, how they're cousins. We go back to Bohemian Grove. It gets into the whole police state they're setting up. It's a great new film. You need to have American Dictators. It's on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com via the Safe Secure Shopping Cart, Or if you sign up at PrisonPlanet.tv for 15 cents a day, you can watch that film and my other 10 films and my book and read Paul Watson's book and a bunch of other great videos we've posted, PrisonPlanet.tv. Or call toll-free to get American Dictators or 9/11 The Road to Tyranny or Masters of Terror or Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove or Matrix of Evil, any of the great films, 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001, that's 3001, South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Please get the videos, make copies of my films, get them out to people. It's having a big effect, and your support is needed. Irving in Colorado, welcome, sir. And I guess he's a American Freedom Network listener. Great affiliates out there, 1360. And good to have you on with us, sir.
You bet. It's a great show, and thank you for this opportunity. Just last week, I was in a conversation with a group of friends, and I was trying to come up with an analogy of the Internet being the modern-day Paul Revere and how we're just keeping ahead of the lies that they're telling. And now you're telling me that Forbes has come out with the article on taking over the Internet.
Yeah, there's been a bunch of articles in policy press releases by big companies that it's going to be Internet 2. You'll have to be certified by us to even have a website. We're going to take over all the hubs, and we're going to tax and trace and control, and then now Forbes. It's a good idea to keep it safe. Mm.
Well, this is the Internet is the only way you can put out a national call to arms and keep up with world news at an instant almost, and read all the retractions, all the untruths that they're printing.
Well, bottom line, they're panicking. Major government and private studies, 38 to 45%, depending on what major study you look at, have left TV, period, aren't even watching it, and have gone to the Internet to alternative news. Alternative news is now bigger than mainstream news. Alternative news is almost bigger than porn now. They're panicking. They're panicking. We're tracking and tracing, and millions of minds put together are deciphering. We are the biggest intelligence agency on the planet, us, the listeners, the activists, and we're bigger and more powerful than they are, and it's panicking them. And they're losing all their credibility. I mean, half of New Yorkers think the government was behind 9/11 in a major Zogby poll. They're panicking. So they're saying hackers will destroy it, and then Internet 2 will be there to take over. Well, who has a motive for hackers to attack? Who has all the hackers under their employ?
Right. That's just like the terrorists. Why would the terrorists cause problems here to be bombed, get the hell bombed out of them in their own country?
Exactly.
Right, and I'd just like to go on to say that you can't be the only one on the horse call to arms. We all have to do it. We all have to get these tapes and go neighborhood by neighborhood, precinct by precinct, and show these tapes and show these truths.
Well, thank God we've been actually getting more affiliates, but we still lose affiliates as they're bought or changed formats. And, you know, so that's going away. The Internet's being controlled. Access TV is being shut down. They're panicking because we're winning.
You see,
so it is up to you, the frontline individual, to set up your own neighborhood newsletter, your own local website. Use Access TV while it's still there. It is up to you, my friend.
Well, thank you for that opportunity, Alex.
Irving, you're very articulate. You want to hold over and say something else, or are you done?
I'm done.
God bless you, my friend. And you're right. All of you have to be leaders at the grassroots level. The people are desperate for this information. It rings true. In their gut, they know it's true. Then they check out the info and really know it's documented. Trust but verify. Check out what we're saying. We can prove it. We'll be right back with the second hour. Hello, folks.